blind date, Logan Barnes. Hi, Logan.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Doing well. How have you been since our last episode?
Pretty good. I thought this would get easier. I'm still a little nervous. It has gotten slightly easier.
Thank
you for acknowledging
much
that.
Like dating.
Yep.
No, that's still terrifying. I'm still pretty high up on that cliff.
We'll get there.
We don't have any chains or things to hurt you with.
Well, that's good.
You can, like your heart.
You can hurt me with your words.
You probably will. So, Logan, the whole premise of How to Date Logan Barnes is you bring a question to us for every episode, and we try to answer it as best as we can to help you be more awesome than you already are. So what's your question this time around?
Okay. So extending from episode one, okay, in which we learned about introductions and ice breaking, let's say we've broken the ice, whether in a group, with a wingman, by yourself, wherever. Okay. You're in that first conversation. I understand by necessity there will be an exchange of basic information, name, where you're from, what you do,
that kind of thing. Right.
When it gets past that, though, how do you talk about yourself without sounding like an asshole? Like finding the balance between being obnoxious and being uninteresting.
James, go.
Can I take this one?
Please.
Okay. It's not about talking about yourself. What you want to do is you want to find out what interests her, like what she's into, what all she does. You want to keep the conversation on her because that way you will learn more and more about her.
I understand. I've probably phrased that bad.
You really don't want to talk about yourself all that much unless you ask her a question about something and then she can turn around and say, how about you?
What do you think you should phrase it as then?
I understand that it's a back and forth. Absolutely. My problem comes with when it's my turn.
To talk about yourself.
I stay quiet a lot of the time because I'm afraid of either being obnoxious or uninteresting, falling on ends
of the
spectrum.
You're not an uninteresting person, though, so you don't have to worry about that.
No.
You're a very interesting person, so...
I've never written a book.
Yeah, I've never written, let alone two or three.
Yeah, exactly.
But, your job in that whole conversation, that first conversation, you need to just steer the ship in any direction you want to go. So if there's something in specific that you want to talk about, you just need to start leading the conversation that way.
Logan, you recently changed jobs.
Yes.
Right. Do you feel that you're good at your current job? You feel that it's a good, it's suitable for you, that there are things that you do that are exceptional that got you that job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm good at my job.
Okay. How did you relay that in a job interview?
I just kind of sat down and they said, we're going to hire you based on your resume.
They didn't talk to you. I'm sure they asked you a series of questions.
Yeah, but it was mostly do you think you'd like working here doing such and such? That was...
Well, problem solved. Just carry a resume around. It's a rhythm,
girls. That's a good idea.
It's I'm Logan Barnes, and here's my resume. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Okay, so we'll say...
Great qualifications.
We'll say that that's the case. What do you like about yourself?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't...
Well, that's a question we can't answer. What do you like about yourself?
There's lots of stuff that we like about you, but we're not the ones having that conversation with her. You've got
to
know.
And to be clear, I don't think you should go out and be like, oh, I'm this and I'm that and I'm ba-do-do-do. I'm really awesome.
I'd love being ba-do-do-do.
I am ba-do-do-do.
It's better than zip-boppity-do.
Oh.
That's a zip-boppity-don't.
Yep. Touche, salesman.
That's one thing don't ever do.
No.
When you
don't do that.
But here's the thing. You're not going to be comfortable ever talking with a female, casually introducing yourself, anything else, until you get comfortable with you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you like about yourself? And it's okay to tell us.
I don't really know. I'm more like things rather than...
Like what?
I don't really think about liking myself. I'm into, nerdy stuff, anime, video games, writing.
Do you feel like that's okay to be into those things?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, so why do you think anybody else is going to have a problem?
Because the world at large does have a problem with it.
Not necessarily.
And not anymore. I mean, people used to look at it all, you got to stay away from those. But, I mean, look at how pop culture's gone today.
Yeah.
I mean, anything and everything is cool now.
Right.
Except being old.
Yeah, which being which old we is, are. Being old is never going
to
be cool.
It is the in thing now, and I don't, to be I don't know, into Barry all Sanders of this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, comics it really is. And stuff like
I mean, obviously you're very familiar with comic conventions and pop culture and everything else. It's in right now, man.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of girls at that those conventions.
Totally
geek
into
chic.
It.
Geek
yeah.
Chic.
Yeah. So what do you like about you? You have to be able to answer that question before you're able to talk to a girl about yourself. So what do you like about you? Give me just some ideas.
Like I said, I don't really know. I don't think about myself that much. I just think about, you know, the stuff that I'm watching or reading or... I don't put that much stock into myself, really. I don't spend a lot of time on introspection. Yeah.
You really should.
You should put some more stock into you.
Yeah.
So do you like that you're really an unselfish person?
I guess.
There you go. There's one
thing.
That's
just kind of a thing. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, but that's your thing.
It's a great quality.
Yeah, that is a great quality.
Does anybody remember You, Me, and Dupree, that movie? I know it was a horrible movie. Yeah.
It was terrible.
But Owen Wilson had that speech about finding your ness.
Yeah,
you're something
as Owen Wilson does have those speeches.
So you've got to find your ness.
And that's like I don't remember that speech.
Like Ian's got his drunkness.
Oh. Yeah.
yeah.
Josh has his tech-ness.
I have my me-ness, apparently. I don't know. I don't even know what my ness is. I have a sister named Ness.
Well,
you can't have
I'm not
her.
Talking about her.
No.
So you've got to find what makes you and what you like about that.
And then when you finally get into that moment, that moment that you're, you know, you have to take your turn in that side of the conversation, this is going to sound really packaged and cliche, and it's almost going to be piggybacking off of kind of the last episode, but be yourself.
I think that's where it starts.
Be yourself. Do not apologize for who you are.
No.
Never.
Because you don't want that person in your life that you are going to have to put on any kind of show for, that you are going to have to. Now, I get the whole thing about where I want to, you know, you want to allow parts of yourself to come out in maybe spoonfuls, because there's parts of yourself that you don't want to just totally unload on the very, very first conversation.
No.
But, that's called baggage.
Yeah. But that kind of stuff comes with time. But don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't like apologize for the things that you're into, the things that you're interested in, and who you are as an individual. Because I promise you, the girl that you have to put that front on for is not somebody that you want to be spending any kind of significant quality time with. Because eventually, whatever front you're putting up, whatever act you're putting on to keep that girl's interest, you're going to get tired of doing that. And eventually it's just going to end really badly.
That's very true.
And more than likely, she's also putting on a front, too.
Yeah, everybody is, really. Yeah.
There comes a point in time, and sometimes it happens for people very early on in a relationship. Sometimes it doesn't, when you just have to both come to the realization that it's time to be real. But you can't ever get to that realization if you're not real with yourself first. I mean... this is one of the reasons that we're doing this, because we didn't really touch it in the last episode, and we probably should have, but going forth, let's look at it like this. It's almost like one of those things that if you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. It's true.
Yeah, very hippie, but very true.
It's very, very true. And so it doesn't matter who you are. I mean... we're all four totally different guys who look totally different, who come from totally different backgrounds, but we're all really solid dudes. Logan, you have some great qualities, man. Some great qualities in, like, so much so that, like, when I first met you, I could tell some of these qualities. I didn't understand that about you at that time, but you're a great friend. You're a very close friend. I can say that. You're a great guy. You go out of your way to help people, and you're genuine. So anything else that you have to add on top of that, that's just profit, man.
Yeah, hey, that's the icing on the cake. Yeah,
the literal icing on the cake. And that's the same for anybody else out there, anybody else that's listening.
Yeah.
So if you like... I don't know. If you like are just the biggest super nerd of all time about the Sound of Music, and you're a 40-year-old dude,
man, the hills are alive,
buddy. Embrace it.
Yep.
You know, but you have to like you and know that there are really awesome things about you before you can even get into any of that.
I think we should give Logan and anybody else out there who's listening a little homework. I think that Logan, you need to come back next week with like two things like that you like about yourself.
That you're unapologetic for. Like, you're not going to change that for anybody.
You need to do that inward journey that you said you really don't want to do. You need to do it.
Mm-hmm, because if you find those things and then you find someone who wants to do those things with you, then you've got yourself a winner. Like, I was quite a ways along in my marriage when I started Just Us Geeks. And it was pretty stressful the first year that we did this. But when I realized that I had the support of my spouse, and it was sort of hit or miss with the other three, whether they really did have the support of their spouses. I say all the time that we never would have gotten where we are without the Gov and Emily, because if I didn't have her support, I couldn't do any of this. I mean, it's not just me. It's a whole group effort that we're doing any of this mess. But she supported me from the get-go. And she, because she realized, hey, man, this is a thing that you're going to want to do. And I can't make you, I don't want to like make you not do that. So like for you, maybe it's your cards. Like, you know, you're going to a Force of Will tournament this summer. My God, like, what if you meet a gal that is doing that like plays games, plays card games like you do, who's into Sean Schimmel like you used to be. But I mean,
what,
like,
a mom jeans.
He's a mom jeans and a dick. So, you know, but what I'm saying is, man, you have to own yourself. Like, you have to just be totally good with who you are. And when you find somebody who is totally good with who you are, you got to keep her. I'm not saying like the
locking
first
her up in a basement.
No, and I'm not saying that the first time's going to be the end all, because it's not. But when you find what you really like about yourself, then the rest is just gravy. It'll be so easy for you to talk with another person about those things that you like about yourself, because they are. That's why it's really easy. You guys rag on me all the time about the fact that I like to talk. I do like to talk. I like to talk about the stuff that we do because, A, it's freaking awesome. Yep. And we've done a lot of really cool stuff. But, B, I want to share that with other people. James sat on that bench and, like, became our Christmas card for Justice Geeks. It was great. So, yeah, that counts. But when you find...
I got to take another picture this year, don't I?
It's going to be great. When you find that about yourself, it'll be so much easier, man. Yeah. But I will say this. The incident that occurred in the bar that we talked about in episode one, you were right. Like, I think that you identified the right person. Yeah. Like, you made a lot of conscious... Like, you checked off a lot of things on this list that you have. And it was easy to recognize because she's sitting there reading an ebook.
And she was cute.
So, you know what you're looking for. You got to turn it inward first.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, you're beautiful.
And I know you gave me a lot of shit about that, which is fine. Totally fair. And I don't care. But that's the issue.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit. Sorry.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
This
is fine.
We're good on this one. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right. Good.
We can mom jeans all we want here.
All right, good.
Mom jeans.
I didn't give a shit. And that's not me going like, you know, that's not me trying to be selfish. That's not me trying to be, you know, self-centered or conceited or being like inconsiderate of the other person. It's just me going, you know what? I am who I am. She's going to like me for who I am.
Or not.
Or she's not going to like me for who I am.
And see, this is one of the great reasons that Ian is on this journey with us, because he's unapologetic about it, which is exactly how you need to be about you. I know that you don't think that, like, you don't think that you're good at sales, right?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. False.
Yeah.
Big time false. And anybody who ever purchased a bottle of wine or any other liquor from you in your previous job would say false as well.
Yeah.
Because you got to know the product. You know, you knew a lot about the product. You could talk a lot about the product.
You were comfortable talking about
it. You sold the product. You are the product.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had a dinner party one night, and I text Logan. I was like, hey, what kind of wine do I need to get? And he gave me some really great, you know,
some great wine suggestions. Do you realize how that is like Scooby snacks for some women right there? Just liquor knowledge. I kid you not, like mixed drink knowledge.
It wasn't mixed drink. It was just wine. Like I said,
but even wine.
I said, here's the menu. I need two bottles of wine. What should I get? He sends me a list. He goes, I would do this. And I do this. He goes, but if you want to spend some money, get this or this.
Dude, that is a total normal, everyday bar conversation.
And do
with
you
a
know
regular woman.
How many compliments I got on the wine that we had that night?
No, so, I wasn't there.
So
it was like three because there was only four of us there.
So be the product. You learned all about this stuff. You were really good at it. Very, very good at it.
Yeah.
You just have to apply that to you. So while you may think, oh, I'm not very good at sales, and not a lot of people are good at sales, I think I'm terrible at sales, which is why I have no idea of how my new situation is going to work. But I know that I'm really passionate about what I want to do, and I really want to help people. I want to do these things for people, but also know that I need to make money. Okay, so I have to sort of focus on that. You have gotten to this point where this is something that you want to do. You need to look at it like it's a bottle of wine that you're learning yourself. You know all about yourself. You just have to discover these things and be able to talk about them. But you have to be okay with it first. I mean, like, you have to be okay with you. And you have every reason to be okay with you. You're a great dude. Like, we would not do all of this for some dong. You know, I'm just saying, we really would.
Dipping dong.
Yeah, a big old dong. But you have to start with you. Sell yourself. It's not hard. You know, Ian sells himself differently than you'll ever sell yourself.
Correct.
Which is different than I will ever sell yourself. It's all about the end game, right? Sales are all about the end game. Do you really want to try to work somebody into that $75 bottle of wine, or will it be okay to work them into a $45 so that maybe at some point they come back for the $75?
You're top shelf, Logan.
Yeah. You really are, man. You just got to believe that. So next week, we'll do an episode where we stroke someone else's ego.
I was going to say, man, I really need my ego stroked. Yeah.
James?
Yeah?
You're a good dude, too.
I love you guys. Quit lying. You guys are great. I'm glad you're here.
Well, yeah,
I know.
Now you can put on your pants. And but no, seriously, I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. I understand. It's
and then,
just,
like, the answer to your question comes when you figure all this out. You know, like, what do you do with that conversation once you know like what you like about yourself? That conversation is going to be so easy.
Yeah, because people,
so easy.
Is a young adult, as anybody under the age of 40, people are doing some really awesome things. You know, people now are reading more. They're, you know, taking in more. You don't count.
Oh. James still can't read.
See, there are people out there making up for James' knowledge or lack thereof.
I can't wait till I hit 40 so I'm no longer in this collective.
Then you
people
can
under
not
40
read
are,
and it's
are
fine.
Reading and
I'm 40. But
I survived.
But, mom jeans. But, you know, like, people now are not the way they were when you were in high school. People are into a lot of the things that you're into.
Life is so much easier than when it was in high school.
It really is. I mean, it's more difficult, but it's a lot easier. And I think that maybe you had past experiences that made some of these situations awkward or not great for you at the least. But there are plenty of gals out there, and the internet can tell me otherwise if I'm wrong, but there are plenty of gals out there that feel the exact same way that you do. They're just looking for a guy who gives a damn.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
But you got to be that guy.
But you got to be the guy. Well, now, you give a damn.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy, and he gives a damn.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little contradiction in advice there, because I'm telling them not to give a shit, and you're telling them to give a damn. But I think
I'm so confused.
You don't need to give a shit, but you do need to give a damn.
They're
you,
totally different things.
They really are. He's speaking about
it's all
two
about
different
balance.
Things. You give a damn enough to
you got
to
balance the force, Logan,
to get out of yourself and to speak to somebody and to start up a conversation. Yeah.
But you just can't give a shit about getting blown off.
Yeah, because it's gonna happen. But it's like we talked about last time. You know, you got to get comfortable with failure because it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
and. Like, you know, he brought up the sales, you know, analogy, and I've been doing sales for a very long time at this point. And I can tell you right now that really the secret to sales is product knowledge. That know what you're talking about. Know everything that there is to know. Be smarter than your consumer. Don't ever get put into a situation where you can't speak knowledgeably about what it is that you're selling. And if that's you, I mean, just you know you better than anybody else, and you just need to get to a comfortable place where you can talk about yourself.
And
apparently you guys know more about me than I do.
And if all else fails, if you're like Ian.
Because you choose that.
If all else fails, give them a free month of service.
Mm-hmm. Free HBO and Showtime.
That's what he used to do. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, will this make you happy? Have a free month. Wiener, wiener, wiener.
So I guess I will do the homework.
The homework. And everybody out there who is listening for help.
Yeah.
Do the homework. Write into us.
And you know the best way that you can do that? You can follow us on Twitter, @DateLoganBarnes. That's the hashtag. That's the best way to get in contact with us. Find us on Twitter, @DateLoganBarnes, DateLoganBarnes, Logan Barnes.
That's a very Logan. Long name.
It's a thing, Logan.
It's a Logan.
Not nearly as long as mine.
Gonna date Logan Barnes. Come on, it's a Logan. We're gonna date Logan Barnes. Maybe that's how we should end every one of these, with a Creed song.
Please no.
Logan, are you already thinking about the stuff for next time?
I guess, but it feels weird to say it because I'm more of a doer than I am a like introspection. I just do things. I don't think about them when I do them, really. It's like my character traits are just built in. I just operate.
Well, I know it's been said before, but you can't quite literally trip and fall and stumble into this. Like, it's going to take a little bit of work, bud. And so the best way for you to do that is to start with you. So for the next episode in a couple of weeks, don't have a question. We're going to talk about you, okay? So we'll take care of all that. We'll take care of some stuff, and you take care of the two or three great qualities that you have and why you like them about yourself, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. So if you're out there playing with us at home, get a couple of your qualities. Let us know what they are. If you want to contact Logan, please find us on Twitter, @DateLoganBarnes, and we'll go from there. So this is Josh for James and Ian.
And this is Logan Barnes. This has been How to Date Logan Barnes.